678. This is Stage Chats with Claudia and Ailish.
Hey dancers!
Welcome to Stage Chats,
the place where we discuss your crazy stage stories. Guys, it's been so long since we've recorded.
It actually has. It feels like ages ago.
Yeah, it honestly has been
probably
like
only 2 weeks.
But yeah. Oh, we're back. We're here. And today is such a juicy episode. You guys have sent us so many crazy
and they're
stories.
Funny. I read through some and wow, you're in for a laugh.
So basically we thought it would be a really fun episode to just read out things that you've experienced on stage. Like things just going wrong, because we all know stuff happens. Like you're human.
Exactly. And it's kind of weird if stuff doesn't happen.
Yeah.
Because like, again, it's all like human fault, which is everyone's a human.
And,
so.
And when you're nervous, I think sometimes things can get the better of you a little bit. So things do just go wrong.
And I feel like when you're nervous, like, you know, that like anxiety feeling, everything just feels like up here, like at the top of your eyes.
Yeah.
Like everything just feels crazy. Like you can't breathe properly and all of that.
It's hard to like calm yourself down. But I guess some of these stories, they're obviously going to make you chuckle, because I think when things do go wrong, usually like, you know, 5 weeks later you look back on it and you're like, ha, oh my gosh,
can't
like,
believe that happened.
Yeah. And you kind of just use it as like a little bit of a tool, like for moving forward. You're just like, okay, I went through that and I learned this emotion from it, and I've learned that next time I've got to do ABCD so that I take those tools and learn from my experience.
Exactly. And there's so many DMs, which means you've all had a, like, you know, a stage fail of some sort, so just kind of like good to normalize that.
Exactly.
Yeah,
so true. Okay, before we get started though, guys, as always, we give away prizes every single week.
Woo!
So this week's prize is actually a mint cuffed tracksuit. Pants.
Oh, how good. Perfect timing, right? It's a bit chilly.
Yeah, winter, I reckon.
We're both in our little hoodies.
Yeah, we're both wearing the navy zip hoodie today because it's just fully getting cold in Brisbane. Brisbane's like meant to be kind of hotter, but it's actually chilly as.
Well, I was in Sydney on the weekend and I thought for some reason I was like Bondi Beach. I thought I sun. So I like literally packed one jacket. I ended up wearing my brother's hoodies the whole weekend.
Like, I am freezing.
I didn't wear any of my clothes. Like Pat was like, are you gonna wear any of your clothes? I was like, no, I'm cold and I don't have any jackets. So I literally wore his hoodies.
It's honestly the worst. Well guys, to win the tracksuit pants, all you gotta do is listen to this episode,
take a selfie
and tag at Stage Chats. Also as well, tip of the week. Okay, so guys, I've been traveling a lot lately. I've only been on the ground here in April for like 5 days total, which is crazy.
Living out of a suitcase.
Yeah, living out of a suitcase. Yeah. So we've had to put our dogs into a little pet hotel. It's actually a little pet resort. And they're all there together in one room, which is like sad because both me and Lachlan were away. So we were like, okay, this is the best option. Rather than like someone coming into our house, like staying there, we've done that in the past. Like I just think I'd rather just put them somewhere safe and I know that they're good. So anyway, I'm gonna actually make this my tip of the week, because if anyone is in Brisbane or Gold Coast and they need a pet hotel, these guys were literally unreal. They get a report card at the end.
Stop it.
And on the report card, it said Gigi, Ari and Romy made best friends with Barry, a white poodle, and Coco. Was it Coco Bubs?
Yeah, Coco.
Stop it.
I know.
They made friends.
Yeah, they're like, they were our best friends. How cute is that?
Oh, I know. My God.
So anyway,
I would have loved to be a little fly on the wall in that pet hotel.
Oh, I know.
What's Gigi up to? She's sus.
Well, they actually said the first day she slept under her bed. Like she was so timid, because there's obviously other dogs and everyone there and they're barking. But you can like buy extra playtime and all these crazy things.
Jeez, so, add-ons.
I know, all the add-ons. So we bought all this extra playtime.
When they got home
yesterday, they were knackered. Like
too much playtime, mum and dad. Drop it next time.
They honestly were knackered. No, but they honestly loved it. Like they smelled good. They've been washed. So it's called.
Oh my gosh.
It's called Hand Rob, the pet resort, and it's honestly such a vibe. So
oh my god, bless them. Little vacation for the puppies too.
It actually was. What's your tip of the week?
My tip of the week would be hang out with your sibling.
Oh,
so on the weekend I went to Sydney because my brother lives was there. And we honestly just had the best time. We went and saw one of our favorite like DJs play. Mm. And it was just nice just to be together.
So
and
good.
I hadn't really visited him. So I was like met all his new Sydney friends.
How good.
Like, and it was just nice to be like up with him, but also doing fun things together.
And in his environment too. I think like, yeah, there's nothing like it. Like a sibling bond is just like so special.
Exactly.
Hey?
Yeah. And Pat and my brother and I are quite close. So when he moved to Sydney, he comes back quite often. But
you don't go as often. No, it's hard to like drop everything though and then like make another trip. And
And also I'm sleeping on like a blow-up mattress where he has a full-on bedroom. So it's like a little bit different, you know. He's got still his bedroom in our house where I'm like tucked on the floor with one little blanket. He gave me like this tiny little blanket, one pillow.
And you're like, this is the pits.
I was like, geez, I must love you for doing this. Sucking up my sleep.
Oh, I love that though. But yeah, shout out to siblings. Okay, now let's read the crazy stage stories. Okay, guys.
Okay, this one's actually hilarious. When I was 7, I was performing at a dance comp and my top fell off halfway during the performance. She didn't have anything underneath her costume. She had to run off, tie it back up all by herself and run back on.
And she was 7?
She was 7. And then she said, from then, I always glued any two-piece contemporary costumes to my skin with body glue. So I'm extra protected.
Body glue. But honestly, I don't blame you. I feel like that would scar me. Like
that would be terrible. I mean, at least she's only 7. Like imagine like, you know, a 20-year-old doing that on stage.
Yeah, that's a lot.
That is a lot.
When I was younger, I was performing in a tap dance. Whilst I was on stage, my hat began to fall backwards and was hanging on the back of my bun. I'm just imagining it kind of like...
Oh no, it's like dangling at the back of your neck.
My older sister saw it and also was in the same dance. So she passed me and then pushed it more forwards. But she pushed it so far forward that I couldn't see.
Oh no. What's worse? Definitely where you can't see. Yeah.
I was doing the whole dance with a hat in front of my face without the ability to see. Oh, that's not it.
Surely you just move it, right?
I mean, I think nowadays, like I would, but you know where I think sometimes like these crazy stories come about is like people are too scared to do things on stage. They're too scared to like adjust things because I get it. Like you don't know if your teacher is like going to be like, why did you do it?
Yeah, it's like when the music doesn't play, you're still meant to dance.
Yes.
Like that kind of vibe. Yeah,
exactly. Yeah.
When something goes wrong, you still continue.
Yeah, that's it. Well, maybe that's just a general rule, guys, like moving forward. Like if something goes wrong, continue. But like
you can
also
fix it. Make it part of your dance.
Yeah, I feel like you're meant to make it part of the dance.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, but at the same time, make sure you fix the thing that's gone wrong.
Yeah, especially if you can't see.
Oh, poor thing.
This person wrote, at YGP last year, my toe slipped out of the vamp of my ballet shoe. Ooh. She was dancing Esmeralda and I finished the variation with one foot fully on point and the other one on flat with the point shoe dangling around my ankle attached only by my ribbons. But she still placed top 12.
Oh my God.
Go off, queen.
Are you serious?
Jeez.
That is
a lot. That's crazy.
That's a lot.
I feel like anything to do with shoes and ribbons, like that's got to be the worst.
It's so much.
Because you dance on your shoes.
Exactly. But like it happens. Like we saw it even at CDS. Yeah. Like someone's shoe came off. Like it is what it is. And I think afterwards you just kind of go, okay, maybe next time I've got to like, you know, wear tighter elastic or spray my heels of my shoes more or like whatever it is you need to do for you.
Yeah, exactly right. I think you got to, especially new tights.
Yeah.
So apparently new tights, because they're so slippery, your shoes can slip off.
Exactly. And that's another thing. So like maybe as well, guys, if you have a comp coming up, reconsider new tights. Like maybe make sure you've washed them before you wear them because we actually like noticed that too.
We did. Someone at CDS happened.
Yeah. It's crazy, hey?
Crazy.
I have one. When I was 7, I lost a tooth on stage during my dance.
Oh, no.
Everyone from the audience could see blood pouring out of my mouth. After my dance was an older group, they were on point and one of them stood on my tooth.
Oh, my gosh.
Slipped and fell really hard. Still to this day, I feel guilty.
Oh, I have never heard someone losing a tooth on stage.
Let me get my head around this. She was doing a dance. Her tooth fell out onto the floor. She's pouring with blood. And then an older group come on stage on point and a girl steps on it and slips.
That
That's not it.
That is wild. Ooh. Oh my gosh. Wow, that's like very traumatic. The poor girl.
That is. For everyone involved.
Yeah, everyone involved. Oh. Okay, so this person wrote, my stage story is that one time during a quick change, a girl mixed up mine in her costumes backstage in the quick change area, and she ended up wearing my costume, which was really small on her, and I freaked out and had to wear her costume, which was a black leotard with a black skirt, and the leotard was massive on me and was hanging down around my knees, and the skirt fell off during the performance. She also ripped my costume on a double show day, so I had to quickly stitch it back together.
So they just have some bad luck with costumes.
Oh gosh.
Oh, that would actually be one of my worst nightmares. Like someone, it's like someone grabbing your luggage at the airport.
Oh.
That happened to Simona the other day.
Really? I feel like it's like one of my biggest fears.
Yeah, someone grabbed her bag, right? So Simona went up to the carousel to grab it off and she was like, oh my God, Claudia, that lady's got my bag. And I was like, no, walk around. She's like, yes, yes. So she walks up. She's like, sorry, I think you might have my bag. And then the lady was like, oh yeah. To be honest, she was a little bit sus. She was like, oh yeah, no, I was just in the bathroom, but then like my other my auntie or whatever, it was also in the bathroom and I just grabbed what I could. And I was like, okay.
Oh, I'm not liking that vibe.
Yeah, Mona was just like, cool, can I just have my bag back? Because I kind of need that.
Oh my gosh.
I know, but that's like the feeling. Sorry to change the topic.
Yeah, gosh, yeah. I can't even imagine that.
Oh my gosh, this is so funny. I'm at a full-time dance school. And we're on our final show, so it was the most important one. We were standing in the wings, ready to go on, and a girl tapped me on my shoulder and said, hey, you got an AirPod in.
Oh.
I almost went on stage with it because they're designed to be so comfortable, so I couldn't feel it. I almost forgot it was in.
Oh, my gosh.
How wild is that? Can you imagine going on stage, doing a full routine and coming off and noticing you've got an AirPod in your ear?
Oh, my gosh. Imagine, though. Wait, what if playing music?
I was going to say, what if music was playing? Would you get distracted? Like, I would get so
I think I'd have to take them out and put them, hold them in my hands, my ballet hands would have looked atrocious.
It's like you're like mid-performance, chuck out the AirPod. Oh, gosh.
But actually, another one of my biggest fears actually going on stage was going on in warm-ups.
Oh, yes.
Like, if I had a bad ankle or something, I'd wear leg warmers.
Oh, yeah.
And I would
freak. Have you heard about this? There's a girl at Prix de Lausanne and she's like, honestly, was going to win a prize. Like, she's insane.
Yeah.
Best legs and feet you've ever seen in your life, and she goes on for the finals and she's wearing black leg warmers, and it's all it's on YouTube and everything. Like,
I feel like, yeah, maybe you mentioned that. That is like, that was my biggest fear going on stage, was that I had some sort of warm up on.
But I'm also like so confused as to why no one said anything in the wings.
Someone surely, maybe they just thought, oh, she's gonna take it off.
Yeah,
like she's in the zone, don't want to distract or tell her what to do.
Bizarre.
Gosh, if anyone did that at CDS, I'd be like, get those things off, take them off, take them off. So this dancer wrote she was doing a musical theatre solo and her props included a cafe style table and chair in the middle of the stage, so it's, she looks like she's dancing at a cafe.
Yeah.
And she said towards the end of her routine she has to bang her hands down on the table to show desperation of my love. And she said, unfortunately, I was so into the routine and I did it so hard that I broke the table.
Can you imagine?
So she said, I spent the rest of the routine with a cafe chair but no table.
I wonder if it like snapped in half, like,
yeah, what kind of table? That would have hurt your hands.
I reckon.
Oh my gosh, that's
classic.
Funny.
I love that. Get into that role, sis.
Get really into it.
Ooh, okay. This is actually like not really scary or anything like that. It's more so controversial.
Oh, okay.
Okay, so basically she said, I have a crazy story. Basically, this girl mid-performance at a competition completely forgot her routine and she ran off stage crying.
Yeah.
And I finished my solo and as I came off, I could hear lots of mums talking in the wings, asking the judge to give the girl that came off crying a second chance.
Ooh.
And she basically sort of said, like, I want to ask you guys, like, is the second chance judged or not? And I think, like, look, I personally think at the end of the day, like, things do go wrong.
Yeah.
Like, And I think if someone does have to go off stage for whatever reason, I think if they are given the opportunity to go back on stage, that should be what they're judged for.
Oh, definitely. I think so too. But I also think like...
There's a fine line.
But also if you're the one that's made this mistake and you run off crying, I kind of understand if the judge is like, well, that was your one shot.
Yeah. So
but if there was a mistake on behalf of the theater or something and it doesn't work out right, I do believe the dancer should get another turn.
Yeah, 100%.
But if the dancer runs off and everything was sweet...
And that was their choice. Yeah, I think I could understand why the judge would say no.
I agree.
Like, okay, sorry, you don't have a second chance.
Yeah.
But then I think if the judge says yes, you can come back on. I think what's fair is judging them on that second go.
I think so too.
Because they're honestly in the first go, they haven't even given themselves a shot, really.
Exactly, and the judge has allowed them to do it again, which means that they're going to be watching them.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And I think also from like our perspective, especially after running a ballet competition, like that's essentially kind of how it goes.
Exactly.
If they're given a chance to go back on stage, that is what they are judged
on. Yeah, exactly.
But it is sort of up to the judge's discretion.
Yeah.
If they go on.
Especially if they're the ones that decided to run off
or not. I agree. Yeah, I agree.
Actually, I kind of have a funny story that I just thought of.
Oh, what is
it? So one of my friends, she was dancing Esmeralda. You know you got Tampine? Tampine.
Some really good ones on this podcast.
You got the tampine.
Oh my god, I'm sweating.
Okay, tambourine.
Tambourine. So she had the tambourine, and you know, at the end, how it's the diagonal. It's like. So she slapped it on her arm and dropped it.
Oh.
So then she had to do the rest of the solo with the tambourine on stage, and she's got no tambourine, but her hands were still mimicking that she had a tambourine. So she had like a fist.
What does the fist mean?
She had a fist out in front. She's like, da, 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 da.
I think though, like, you know how we were just saying you kind of need to go with it? I feel like in that moment, it's like you'd revert to ballet hands.
Yeah.
Like, no offense to your friend, but don't you think? Like,
in a Commonwealth you would, but she was fisting it out. It was so funny.
So funny. I can't deal.
I just had to say that because I thought it was so funny.
So this dancer was at an Stedford and they were having some trouble with the music player.
Mm.
So when it came to their turn, it played their music double speed and I had to do my dance really speedily. After my dance, they had to have a break to fix the machine, lol. I didn't really know if it was just me going crazy or my music actually was sped up until I got the video and it definitely was sped up.
See, that's bizarre. Do you honestly reckon you could do it? Let's just say if your music was double speed, so double as fast.
I don't think I'd be able to.
It would be so confusing to do that on stage, especially when you're so used to it one way. If you're on point too.
Oh, on point, we just had a ballet variation.
Oh, no.
Like imagine Lilac Fairy.
Yeah, no, that
double
would be too
speed,
hard.
Like legs and stuff. I think if it's like very leggy and like a, you know, I guess a slow variation.
Yeah, then,
you wouldn't
still
be able to kick your leg. Like my legs would go 90 degrees.
It probably depends on the type of dancer too.
True.
Because you're like super limmy, whereas I feel like I'm more compact, so I feel like I'd be able to like move really fast.
I found it even difficult to move fast and then it was a normal pace. I'm like, this is so fast. And my teacher's like, Ailish, this is normal. I'm like, well, it's so fast for me.
So fast.
Oh my gosh, this is actually so weirdly wild. Okay, I was at a competition. The adjudicator booked a cab midway through the session and left.
What?
Okay.
Sorry, what?
What? Because some crazy dance mom went crazy and threatened her. So that's obviously why the adjudicator left. Anyway,
oh my gosh.
There's part two. I thought that was funny, but anyway. I was literally side stage ready to go on for the improv. She didn't make an announcement or anything, just got up and walked out, and there was still 5 hours left of the competition. So obviously this adjudicator just went up. She just upped and left.
Maybe she probably wouldn't have wanted to announce her departure because the crazy dance mom could have gone after her.
Yeah, who knows? Because we are rural, they weren't able to get anyone else in. So they ended up creating a panel of judges.
Oh no.
With student teachers from every studio to judge the rest of the competition.
Oh, that's so terrible.
Oh, no.
That is not good.
That's really not good.
That is very bad.
I She just said it was the weirdest experience ever. I agree. That is not ideal.
I wasn't there and I know that's weird.
That's a lot.
That is so crazy.
I think though also if that happened like mid competition,
yeah.
I think personally the competition should be at a pause until they get another adjudicator who is unbiased, might I say, unbiased to the entire event. Like, I don't feel like that's fair having teachers.
Not fair, but that's probably what they thought. If I have one from every single studio, that makes it fair. But it's not, because you're still going to be biased towards your kids.
Exactly,
right?
Exactly. Yeah, wow.
That's crazy.
Anyway, guys, what a juicy episode. I feel love like that. We should definitely do a part two of
this. Yes, we definitely should.
What a vibe.
So we'll
see,
good.
See you guys next week.
Bye.
This podcast is brought to you by Claudia Dean World.
Make sure you follow this podcast, our Instagram, TikTok, and YouTube.
See you in the next episode.